From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. In the last decade, there's been about a 20% increase in the number of women in the United States who are the primary operators on a farm. Grant and Trempealeau counties are among the top 10 counties in Wisconsin where women are operating farms. One of the programs designed to help women get into farming is called Annie's Project. It started in Illinois and has been offered in Wisconsin since 2004. WPR's Steve Roysom talked with Dunn County Agricultural Extension agent Katie Wontok about Annie's Project.
Annie's Project is designed to bring pretty much women farmers of varying experience levels together to learn not only from the instructors that will provide information, but also from each other. And it was developed by Ruth Hamilton, University of Illinois Cooperative Extension in 2003. Annie was her mother who really provided some insight to Ruth on getting this program up and running, and it's been delivered in over 25 states since 2003. And here in Wisconsin, we've done it for a number of Wisconsin women farmers, emphasizing in dairy and livestock issues, and have reached over 200 women farmers. And recently, we're looking to adapt it for those looking at value-added or direct marketing enterprises, and as well as beginning farmers. It's kind of Annie's Project. It was piloted in 2010 in Dane County in Madison, highly successful. Over 35 women attended, so we're looking to replicate that here in western Wisconsin in four counties: Dunn, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix, that are near the Minneapolis-St. Paul market.
I guess, what does it offer women who are looking into farming or direct marketing enterprise such as organics and such? What makes it a program for women?
Well, it's really a targeted on audience of female principal operators. We're seeing that increase in Wisconsin. The last U.S. Ag Census in 2007 indicated that there was a growing trend. Of course, the 2012 census is just being sent out, so we'll likely see that when those reports and results come back in, we'll likely see that increase of principal female operators increasing. But it's an opportunity for these women to get together and really kind of chat, and especially women only. The comments that we've received in the past when we've directed these Annie's Projects is while it would be beneficial to have their husband or other partner there, sometimes it's more of an open discussion, spontaneous per se, in conversations when women are primarily in the class. So that's why this is specifically for women. And hopefully over the 6 weeks, they'll learn some personality traits and skills that maybe they didn't know about, and working with other people or customers and employees, looking at assessing a feasibility of their business, especially those that maybe are looking to start farming or this value-added enterprises, market research, specifically for those who are direct marketing, some business structures and liability issues. You'll hear from an attorney looking at taxes and financial management, especially those beginning women farmers, some food and safety regulations, even from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and then some information that will wrap up the 6 weeks with looking at grant opportunities in financing and permitting and land access lease arrangements that we might hopefully give them the gamut of some basics when looking at their new farming enterprise.
I noticed in the first class, discover the color of your personality. And I have to admit, and I'm not making fun here, this is not something that I have seen in other training programs or classes, if you will. How does discovering the color of your personality help decide what kind of farmer you are?
Well, yeah, it's not in the traditional agriculture commodity education that you might see UW Extension offering. And so it's a little bit different. Again, these women are, especially those going into direct marketing, are looking at working with clientele and consumers on a one-on-one basis, a little more personal touching. And so they really want to know what type of personality do they have, the colors, this profile. There's four different colors that they'd be learning from and what their learning style is. And so they are more in tune of what their personalities are and how they can better work with not only other people, especially if they need to employ others, but also those consumers, and really reaching out and communicating well with consumers. Just a little bit more of a, I'd say, a feeling, and personality traits. And, yeah, that you really wouldn't see in a lot of the traditional agriculture education we provide.
As there's research about what works with men, is there research with Annie's Project, the kind of classes, what you teach, that reveals what works best for women?
Well, I think the initial pilot program that was done in Madison worked with a key women farmers in kind of a committee to look at providing this curriculum. And here in western Wisconsin, the one we're looking to do in 2013 is replicating what that curriculum was. So they kind of reviewed and said, what are some struggles that women are having right now when they are looking at starting a new business or looking at applying for loans or looking for financing, and what would they like to see? And the Farm Service Agency, when they were interviewed, indicated that women, unfortunately, tend to be consistently less prepared than men when applying for a loan in terms of, you know, business planning or financial projections. And so those are some of the areas that we're focusing on, especially for these women farmers.
How many female farmers do we have in the state?
As of 2007, there was over 9,000 Wisconsin farms that identified a female as a principal operator. And, you know, here in our four-county area, Pierce, Polk, St. Croix, and Dunn County, we have almost 1,000 farms that are identified as a woman who's operating the farm. And so we feel there is a definite need, obviously, for this, and that's not necessarily being served by the traditional outreach methods that if these women, you know, tend maybe not aware of and might have difficulty getting some of the resources that we're looking to provide.
Has the population been growing for a while? I mean, I know that you're on the last farm census numbers, but have we been seeing growth perhaps in the early part of the century or the 1990s, 1980s?
I think, I don't know those numbers offhand, but I know it's definitely increasing, and we're seeing a lot more people that are looking at some alternative agriculture and, you know, or direct marketing value-added enterprises, something to diversify their farm than necessarily the traditional agriculture commodities that has been out there. And so that's where this training hopefully will really target those women. And that's where, you know, example, permitting, you know, the agritourisms that are out there, working with your towns, counties, or even state zoning associations on permitting and signage will provide some of that information. It does vary, but it is very specific, and there's a lot that's not known, food safety and food handling practices, and what's licensed and what's not, and you know, what licensing do you need to sell certain products, you know, at farmers markets or roadside stands. And a lot of that information hopefully we'll provide, and these women then will, you know, be ready to go and start their operation or continue to advance their operation.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Steve Rysom, and we are talking with Dunn County Ag Agent Katie Wantock, and she is one of the organizers of this year's Annie's Project program. It is a series of classes for women considering farming or starting up a direct marketing enterprise. Why are the numbers growing?
Well, I just think there's a lot more interest. You know, traditionally with high unemployment in the economy, a lot of people go and start their own business. The small business development centers throughout the state that work with the UW's system have seen that trend, and so we're seeing it as well in agriculture. A lot of those farmers who have had traditional commodities are looking to diversify their operations, looking at considering some type of value added, whether it be agritourism, having you know, a Christmas tree operation or a pumpkin patch, strawberry, blueberry, pick your own on your farm, making jams, jellies, those kind of operations. People are becoming more creative in this economy that we have right now, and we're seeing that definitely on the rise, especially with these beginning women farmers.
What is the average age of a farmer or a woman farmer who is just starting out in the business?
From the 2010 pilot program that was Annie's project, that was done in the Dane County area, 32% of those attended were 45 to 54 years of age, and about 28% were 35 to 44. So you're not seeing a lot in that younger age group. You're seeing them in more the middle to more mature age. And so I think you're seeing a trend of these women you know, looking to diversify, and whether they've been farming with their husband or partner or spouse, and maybe they're looking to start something else on their own after they've done certain other things in their life or their careers. I think you're seeing that as more of a trend. So it's that mid-age. Of course, the you know, average age of farming right now is around the 55 to 56 years old, and so we're seeing that also with even these women farmers. And you know, it's interesting, despite there being beginning farming, they still, you know, according to Farm Service Agency, if they've been farming for less than 10 years are considered beginning farmers, regardless of your age.
Any final thoughts before I let you go, Katie?
As I mentioned, this Annie's Project is very unique. We've offered Annie's Projects in Wisconsin before. This one is specifically for those direct marketing beginning farmers, value-added enterprises, so it's very unique. We see a higher trend of those as we're closer to the St. Paul, Minneapolis market in this area and the opportunities that market has for farmers in this area that are looking to diversify their farm. And so hopefully the program is a success. We could do some follow-up in the future, so if anybody has any interest, they should feel free to contact us.
Katie Wontok is a UW Extension Agriculture agent in Dunn County who's involved with Annie's Project. It works with women to help them become successful farmers. You're listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Gail Klinkner operates a dairy farm in Liberty Pole, just southeast of Viroqua. She and her husband own it, but unlike many traditional farms, he goes to work off the farm to earn extra income and benefits. WPR's Steve Roysom talked with Gail about her experience as a female farmer.
We milk 55 registered Holsteins in Jerseys, just south of Viroqua. We've been farming for 11 years on our own, and we raise all our own calves and replacements, and at this point buy all our feed. We just have a small acreage and either rent ground to produce the feed or buy what we need to.
What got you into farming, and how did you ascend to the position of head cheese?
I grew up on a registered Holstein farm near Westby, so I've milked cows all my life. And through showing at the Wisconsin State Fair and then also through a mutual agreement, met my husband when I was actually a teenager. He grew up in town in Cashton and worked for the neighbors. And when I graduated high school and we decided we were going to get married after a couple years of school, we decided to milk cows together. So in April of 2002, we bought our first cows and bought basically a herd of Jerseys, a few Shorthorns just for some variety, and began milking cows on a rental farm, also near Westby. And then 6.5 years ago, we purchased our farm now, just south of Liberty Pole, and incorporated my cows from my home farm into our operation, and we still milk cows today and enjoy doing it. As far as me beginning to take over or be the head cheese, as you should call it, I've worked since I graduated from UW-Madison Farm and Industry Short Course in 2003 off-farm. And just to begin with, did a couple temporary positions, and then it worked for a large farm and ranch retail store as a store manager for the last 7.5 years. And then in July of 2011, with another baby shortly on the way, we decided that it made more sense for me to be home and not to have that overhead of daycare and things like that. And now my husband works off the farm for Accelerated Genetics, and I'm here taking care of the cows and taking care of kids and day-to-day operations.
What are some of the recent big decisions you've had to make when it comes to running the farm?
What feed to buy and where to buy it. Recently, we needed some extra hay. So, you know, today that's a big decision because that's a lot of money. So I went to a hay auction that we've went to before and took the kids, of course, and bought the hay. And otherwise, you know, the day-to-day things of who to breed cows to, I guess, is a kind of a big decision because we, you know, it's determining our future genetics of the herd and, you know, our future animals. So I make those decisions too.
Are there issues, problems, challenges, however you want to look at it, that are unique to women farmers?
There is. I mean, I'd like to say I'm superwoman, but I'm not. There's days and things that come up that I'm just either not strong enough to do or maybe even just don't know how to do. Even growing up on a farm, there's a lot of things I can fix, and my husband will tell you I can fix any tractor as good as he can, but there's just some things I'm not strong enough to do that I feel like I have to ask for help or ask a neighbor to come help me. That just, you know, it frustrates me that I can't do some of those things, but it's part of it, I guess.
Have you come across any hard lessons, if you will, operating your farm, perhaps some lessons that you did not know of before, and you learned something from it?
I'd say financially, number one. You know, even growing up on a farm and helping with the finances at home, I don't think I truly understood what it takes until we had our own, and especially in the last few years to go through the struggles of the lower milk prices and the higher commodity prices. It's tough to make ends meet, you know, and hence the reason we have an off-farm job, because you still have to provide food for the kids and, you know, insurance if somebody gets hurt. It's a huge expense, and just, I guess, to humble you of how the world works and how financially things work out.
Why do you farm? I know you're certainly not unique, and I grew up around farms that had one of the two have a job off the farm. Why continue to operate a farm if you do need that supplemental income?
It's probably the love of the cow. We've had the discussion at different times, well, maybe we should sell the cows and maybe we should do something different, but it always brings tears to both our eyes. It's something that we love, you know. I describe it to people that don't understand that you love your dog and you do anything for your dog, most people. And I guess our cows are just our big dogs. They all have a personality. I enjoy going to the barn every day and seeing what they look like and, you know, what's going on. And then we love to show cows, so I guess we really have a personal attachment to those, you know, that you spend the time to break them to lead and, you know, clipping them and keeping them looking nice. And those are the ones that are fun to go to the barn and look at every day.
And you've got three kids. What are the ages again? You got a baby. You got an 8-month-old baby. What were the other two?
Yep. Ruby is 8 months old, and Garrison is 5, and Reagan is 7.
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. We're talking with Gail Klinkner on farming and being a woman. She runs a dairy operation at Liberty Pole near Viroqua. So let's say that a 15-year-old girl comes up to you and says, Gail, what do I need to know to get an operation going, to be successful with the operation, to keep it operational? What would you recommend? Any sort of advice?
Of course, I would recommend that they take part in the agricultural program, hopefully still available in their school. We've been a big supporter of the ag programs and the FFA programs, the 4-H programs. Those are things that really helped me from the get-go as a young person understand some of the business side of operating a farm. Then from there, there are people in the communities locally that, you know, are all about the cows and the continuation of the farms and the family farms. And, you know, I love to mentor those people because those kids need somebody to say, yeah, you can do it, because there's a lot of people out there that say, no, you know, it's not worth it. Find something else to do. And then also continuing education. I spent 2 years at UW-Madison Farm and Industry Short Course, as did my husband, and that's something that is completely invaluable. You need that time away to decide that that's really what you want to do. You need that time in the classroom to have some other people explain to you how things work, you know, give you some ideas for the future and how to proceed and help you hopefully be sustainable.
Are there things that women farmers need when they farm as compared to male farmers? Tools, resources, anything of that nature?
I know that the Farm Service Agency has some stuff and some loan programs and some programs they can help you with to get started. They've always had a soft spot almost for women farmers because we're not as numerous as the male farmers, of course, and they can help you figure out what works and how it'll work, and I guess you just really have to have some dedication and drive to be able to do it every day.
With the number of women farmers going up in Wisconsin and have been for quite a few years, do you feel you're kind of part of a revolution, if you will, kind of a change in the face of farming in Wisconsin?
Yes, to a point. There's a lot of farm wives that I think haven't probably got the credit that they deserved along the way. And it is my husband and I. I'm just the one that's here doing the lion's share of it now. But yes, I mean, I think there is a point where my husband was correct in saying, the kids need you, they need both of us, but they need you here every day. You know, let me go to work and, you know, have that off-farm income and that insurance. And I think women, there's got to be other ways to help us keep going. And I think there's a lot of new ideas out there to help make things a little easier, too.
What ideas have your interest?
The grass-based dairying, I think, is very powerful in the sustainability of dairy farming and of cows. There's some efficiency there. I'm not 100% sold on it. I do like it. I like the idea. There's a little less work there. There's still your, if you do intense grazing, you know, rotating your paddocks and keeping things going. I think there's some less machinery that you have to deal with, you know, maybe a little less, you know, strong arm work that you have to do when you can get your cows out and about and help make things a little easier.
Anything else you want to mention, Gail, before we wrap things up?
I think that there's a lot of women and young women that are out there that, you know, love those cows and they're not quite sure what to do. And I just really would like to say, reach out. There's people in your community. There's resources, whether it be through the Farm Service Agency or the Extension Office, to help you get going and give you a place to start and maybe somebody to lean on and an ear to listen.
I was going to say, do you know other women farmers, and do you kind of exchange ideas and thoughts and such?
Yeah, Beth Wells up by Sparta, she's been somebody that's been good to talk to and listen to. She's been doing it completely herself for several years now, and she's kind of an inspiration that she can go through, you know, being pregnant and having those kids and taking them to the barn, and the kids enjoy the barn as much as my kids do, and it's fun to exchange ideas and how things have went for her and what works and what doesn't work.
Do you bring your 8-month-old into the barn?
Absolutely. She's been in the barn since she was about 4 weeks old. She's been in the barn prior to that, but while I do chores, she sits in a stroller and is a very good baby to sit there and watch. And, you know, if we got to take a time out and do something for her, that's what we do. But otherwise, she just watches what goes on, and I think she likes the cows. She's got that little spark already.
Gail Klinkner owns a dairy farm near Liberty Pole in Vernon County with her husband, but she's the main operator. She spoke about her experiences as a female farmer with WPR's Steve Roysom. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers, or if you have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.